Two court decisions came down just hours before primary day voting began. First, GOP gubernatorial candidate Ken Bennett received a four-hour do-over to raise much-needed campaign funds to qualify for public funding. And then, with a 33-page ruling, a Maricopa County Superior Court judge decided the APS-backed challenge to the Clean Energy for Healthy Arizona failed, and the initiative can appear on the ballot. Here to take us through all of that is Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Howie, good morning.
Good morning, and no, I'm not standing at the polling place.
Okay. I don't know if you have any problems yet. I mean, we don't want to get personal stuff with you. When it comes to the Ken Bennett situation, I have to ask you about this first. Certainly the APS one is a bigger deal, the initiative process. But with Ken Bennett, so he got an additional 4 hours. First of all, did he get enough clean elections contributions? And frankly, at this point, since voting is going on today, what difference does it make if he even got that? I mean, is this just a legal technicality at this point? From a practical level, does it mean anything?
Well, probably not. When I talked to his campaign manager late last night after they got the extra 4 hours, she said that they got a couple of hundred, which theoretically should take them over the top of the 4,000 plus the margin they need in case some of them prove invalid. Now, to your second question, no, for a couple of reasons. Number one is, even assuming he's reached his 4,000, the counties have several days to verify the signatures. And then, assuming there's no other legal challenges, then perhaps he gets his $800-some thousand, which he can only use, again, prior to the primary, which is today. Now, unless you can bend the laws of space and time, there's no way to do that. But what he can do is repay his own $43,000 that he already has put into the campaign out of that money, and then give the rest of the money back. Now, theoretically speaking, and follow me along here, if he defeats Doug Ducey today, as he qualifies as a clean elections candidate, while he has to give the rest of the $800,000 back, he would get $1.2 million to run against a Democratic contender. So, again, on a theoretical, in some other universe world, if you want to call it that, it could have some implications. But in terms of actually affecting the race, again, he can't spend the money retroactively, so it's a little too late for him to have $800,000 to say why he should be the Republican nominee.
Yeah. Okay, so let's turn to this clean energy initiative that APS has been challenging in court. Tell us exactly what the judge decided here.
Well, the judge said to APS, and technically it's not APS, they just happen to be funding it to the tune of perhaps $11 million right, in terms of this lawsuit. Look, you had a lot of interesting charges. I mean, some of them he bore out, like some of the signatures seem to have been forged. Some of the circulators didn't show up in court, so therefore their signatures were struck and their petitions were struck. But he said a couple of things. First of all, there was a claim by there was an analysis done by the petition circulators in terms of how many they could absolutely verify were valid. They came out as like 43.7%. Based on that, attorney Brett Johnson for APS said, see, that proves that the balance were just basically bad. And the judge said, it doesn't prove any such thing, silly. All it proves is this is all they know they could verify. And the fact is the counties went in and did verify more than enough signatures. He also threw out a couple of other more bizarre charges. For example, they used the term, while it's a renewable energy initiative, it also used the term clean energy. And from APS's perspective, clean energy includes nuclear, but the initiative, which would require 50% of all electricity by 2030 to come from renewable sources, does not include nuclear. So the contention was, oh, see, you've misled voters. And the judge said, no, again, just read the thing and you'll see nuclear and fossil fuels are not renewable. So he threw it out. We know it's going to go to the Supreme Court, perhaps as early as tomorrow. And we'll know by the end of the week on this one and all the other initiatives how many are actually going to make the ballot.
Howie, though this may all seem absurd, does the APS back group have anything to lose in this other than, I suppose, more money? But they're afraid of losing more money if this measure gets on the ballot and people vote against it. Obviously, APS is worried to some extent about this sort of competition or this sort of requirement. But in essence, I mean, you have covered so many cases over the years. Does this, from a legal standpoint, make more sense generally, or does it just make more sense because they are trying to protect their own interests at whatever cost, really?
Well, it's much easier and in the long term cheaper, even at $11 million spent so far, to knock the thing off the ballot than to have to spend $20 million to convince people that, no, you don't want more solar power. Obviously, APS has an interest. They contend it would interfere with the future of the Palo Verde nuclear generating station. Who knows? It might even interfere with the $11 million a year that Don Brandt gets as CEO of Pinnacle West. I mean, to be facetious about it, but clearly there's a lot of money involved in this. And to the extent that you're changing the energy mix beyond what APS is using and what APS is even planning for the future with more fossil fuel plants, particularly gas-fired, they'd rather do it their way, for lack of a better way of putting it.
This is going to be appealed by APS, correct?
Oh, definitely. They've already filed a notice of appeal. The paperwork is due by 5 o'clock today from both sides for the Supreme Court. And the justices will take a look and decide, was Judge Kiley right? Now, as you pointed out, he issued a 33-page opinion. And I think that he did that to mainly because he knew it would be appealed. And he wanted to tell the 7 justices in the Supreme Court, look, I didn't just, pull this, out of some body orifice here. I actually looked at this and I analyzed the claims. And so he believes, obviously, that he was right and that he'd be upheld by the Supreme Court. Now, can you bet a lot of money on what the Supreme Court will do? Not me.
Not you. All right. That is Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services keeping us up to date. Howie, thanks so much.
I'll see you at the court.